Have you ever been so afraid of something and then you realize that the thing that you were afraid of wasn't actually there and it wasn't actually happening to you? Maybe you thought something landed on your arm, or maybe you just got really scared of something that you thought you saw but actually wasn't there. Well, today's episode is all about funny fear stories, and we're going to take a look at some funny fear stories that you all actually sent in as we lighten it up a little bit this week and just have some fun.
Welcome to the Heart of Leadership podcast with Andrew McIntyre. Andrew is the co-founder and president of Leadership Development and Team Building for Upward Focus. His goal is to equip and empower each individual for success in business and in life. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the Heart of Leadership podcast. My name is Andrew, and today we're continuing our series on fear as we lighten it up a little bit and look at some funny fear stories. But before we get into that, if you're a new listener or if you haven't done it already, be sure to subscribe to our podcast as we have a new episode coming out each Monday. And the Heart of Leadership podcast is all about this journey of becoming the best version of ourselves. And so right now we're in a series of fear called What Are You Afraid Of? And we've gone through this series looking at different fears in our lives, from the fear of saying no, to the fear of moving on, to the fear of missing out, to the fear of forgiveness, the fear of asking for help. And they've been really important topics, but there's been a bit of a heaviness to them as well. And so I wanted to take a little bit of a break from that while we continue still in this series of fear. And we're going to look at some funny fear stories. This is actually an idea that we had sent to us by one of our listeners, and I thought it was a great idea. And so I actually asked you last week to send in your funny fear stories. And I'm pleased to say that we do have a few funny fear stories that have come in from our listeners. And so today's episode is going to be a bit shorter than usual. And then next week, we'll continue our series on fear as we have two episodes to close out the series. But the whole purpose of today's episode is to relate it back to that first episode of this series when we talked about getting all the facts first. We broke down fear into the acronym of false evidence appearing real. And that's exactly what it is. We believe something scary or frightening or threatening has happened before it actually happens. Or we think something happened that maybe actually didn't happen. We go from something being a possibility of happening to a promise that it will happen. So essentially we psych ourselves out. We believe lies, and we live in a timid state that causes this fear. And so today's stories are going to show you a lot of that. Some of them are scary things taken out of context, and others are just funny stories of people thinking something happened when it didn't even happen at all. It didn't even come close to happening. But as you listen to these stories, I hope that it gives you a laugh and it puts a smile on your face. And I also hope that as you listen to these stories, that you can see that fear is exactly what we said it was before. It's false evidence appearing real. And even though some of these stories are silly, the same can be said for the other fears in our lives. So we need to stop entertaining or believing these lies. We need to get the facts first and start believing and living in the truth. So without further ado, let's get into some of these stories. So I'm going to read them out loud, and they're all going to be anonymous. I'm not going to say anyone's names involved, but I'm going to read each story as it has been given to me. And I thought it's only fitting that as I'm getting you to share your stories and your funny stories, even though they are anonymous, you know what? I thought it'd be funny if I shared one of my own. So I'm going to start off by sharing one of my own. So during my early adult years, I loved to go out at night with friends. We would stay out really late, hanging out or just going to different places. We watched a lot of movies. And at that time, we loved Batman. And so when the new Batman movie called The Dark Knight came out, we knew we wanted to see it right away. And so we actually pre-ordered tickets for the first viewing of the movie, which happened to be at 12:30 a.m. And being excited about the movie and being young, I didn't care at all. And the movie theater was about an hour away from my house, but it was close to where I worked at the time. And so I actually worked a 12-hour shift leading up to the movie, and then I drove out after work to meet up with my friends. And so we all got there, we got our snacks, and we got into our seats to watch the movie, and we were so excited. And we ended up getting seats in the second row because that's pretty much all they had left at the time that we pre-ordered them. And so the movie starts off and I'm loving it. It's interesting. It's entertaining. There's a lot of action. It's a really good storyline. But I'm exhausted. After a long day of work, I noticed my eyes were starting to close. And all of a sudden, I find myself asleep during the movie. I must have fallen asleep for 15 to 20 minutes, but then I woke up. But I woke up at a really bad time. I woke up at possibly the scariest scene in the whole movie, as there was a scene with a character named Scarecrow, and I'm sitting there in the second row. And as my eyes opened, the movie has zoomed in on him completely. So he is the only thing that you see on this big screen. And I forgot that I was watching a movie and I felt like he was right in front of me and I screamed, ah! And I looked around me and saw that people were staring at me. And then I just started to point to my friend with a confused look on my face, trying to make it seem like he was the one got scared and it wasn't me. And then the rest of the movie, I'm sitting there thinking, what did I just do? And people are kind of smirking at me and laughing at me. And I'm just sitting there embarrassed and fearful, thinking that I thought this whole thing was real in front of me. And my friends and even some of my family members who know the story have poked fun at me and just kind of laughed at it ever since. And so that's one of my funny fear stories. That's something that I thought was happening right in front of me. But obviously it was just a movie and I thought it was happening in front of my very own eyes, or just me and this character. And so I screamed and I was afraid. And I tried to point to someone else to make it seem like it was them and not me. So that's one of my stories, but let's get into some of the stories that you all sent in. And so this first one is a pretty good one. And so the person sent in saying, I was driving home from work at night. It was really dark out and the wind was strong. I had the windows down to enjoy a nice breeze. And all of a sudden I see this thing inside my car. It appears right in front of me and starts to make this helicopter movement as it makes its way down to my feet. And I'm sitting there driving, thinking like, oh no, what is that? Is it a cricket? Is something going to bite me? And the lights are all green when I'm driving, so I keep on driving, but I try to slowly slide my feet over to where I think it might be. And as I'm sitting there, not wanting to get bit by whatever just flew into my car, I finally reach a red light. And so I put the inside light of the car on and I slowly move my feet as I look down to see what it is, all scared. And as I look down, I realize it's not a cricket and it's actually not something that's trying to bite me. It's a poppy. The poppy that I had attached to my sun visor in my car. I guess the wind must have blown it down and then it fell to the ground at my feet. That's a pretty good one. I've been there before where something's flown into the car and I didn't know what it was, whether it was a piece of fluff or whether it was maybe like a leaf or something or even a bug, and you're freaking out not knowing what it is because you're driving, but that's good. It's poppy in their own car falling on their feet. That's a good one. And I guess continuing on this theme of thinking something that maybe be there that's not actually there, here's a story sent in from another one of our listeners. It says, one night at bedtime, I had just turned out all the lights and closed my eyes to fall asleep. I felt a little tickle on my arm. I thought nothing of it, but a few seconds later, I felt it again. This time, I felt tickling on my arm like something was moving. I freaked out thinking it was a spider crawling on me. I sat straight up in my bed and began frantically swatting at my arm. And it was only when I turned on the light that I realized there was no spider. It was just long hair brushing up against my arm. That's awesome. That's good. All right, here we go with the next story. It says, do you ever feel like people are always staring at you? I do. And when I was younger, I once thought my life was like The Truman Show. You know, that movie with Jim Carrey. It was around the time that the movie came out, and people would be staring at me. On the subway, people driving by would stare at me. People walking by me on the street. I kept on looking around me, trying to find video cameras or if there was some bubble that I was living in. It's safe to say that I was wrong about my life being The Truman Show. Maybe it was a coincidence that people were staring at me. Maybe they were checking me out. Or maybe I had ketchup on my face. Whatever it is, my life isn't The Truman Show, and I'm not being filmed. Or maybe I am, and people are just really good actors. I remember that movie. That was a really good one, too. All right, this is good. Let's keep it going here. So the next one, when I was younger, I used to love dinosaurs. I would read a lot of books about dinosaurs, but sometimes the more you spend time doing something or reading about things, the more they're on your mind. And so there's days where I would walk home from school And I remember sometimes I'd be on my way home from school and I felt like I was being chased by dinosaurs. I would look behind me and I would picture that they were there. I'd be running from the dinosaurs on my street, sprinting with everything that I had in me. And I finally made it home through the door. What a relief. I'm safe. I thought as soon as I closed the door, I was safe. Like a big T-Rex was all of a sudden limited and confused by a tiny house door. Now that's kind of funny, but it's also sad in a way that can be a real fear when you're a kid kind of running away from something scary. But to think that we're afraid of something that all of a sudden we close the door and it's gone. It's like, I don't know if you can relate to it when sometimes you want to go down to your basement and maybe your basement's a little bit freaky to you and your lights are off. And so you're going down your basement and maybe you have your phone in your hand, like you're ready to call for help. Like in that split second, you're going to be able to actually phone someone if something was to happen to you downstairs. But you kind of creep your way and try to go really, really quietly and you put on all the lights. And then maybe you do whatever you have to do down the basement. And then as soon as you have to go, you kind of prepare yourself and you get ready and you shut off all the lights and you sprint up those stairs. And as soon as you get to the top of those stairs, it's like all of a sudden you're free. Whatever was down there, whether it was monsters or whatever you thought was down there, you're safe now that you're at the top of the stairs. They can't get you when you're up there. And so I just thought it was kind of funny. It's kind of fitting to that dinosaur story that we do believe those things, that all of a sudden we're okay now. But we psyched ourselves out to believe that something was there to begin with. All right, let's keep this going here. So the next story says, during one of my spares in high school, some of the guys decided to steal the keys to the locker room and sneak into the swimming pool. And so I went with them, but I was the only one that didn't go swimming. They all went swimming, and I was standing in the outside on the deck. But as we looked through the glass window, we saw that the superintendent was going to come and find out that we were in there. And so we all quickly rushed into the locker room to make sure that he didn't see us. But me being the only one who didn't go swimming, didn't really know what to do. I saw my friends kind of putting water on their faces and splashing their hair in their faces with water to make it seem like they were just in there having a shower in the locker room. And me not knowing what to do, I freaked, I panicked. And so I also splashed myself with water and put water all over my face to the point that I was soaked. I was afraid to get caught. I was afraid to get in trouble. And so I just followed suit to whatever they were doing. And he came in and we got in trouble. He said, I saw you all swimming in there. And me being the one that didn't go swimming, I couldn't say anything because there I am standing in front of him with my hair and my body absolutely soaked. And so if only I just didn't wet my hair, I probably would have been fine. Oh man, how many times do we do things only to not get in trouble or to not be found out? And we're going to kind of talk about that next week as we continue this series on fear, as we look at the fear of being ourselves. And that's the topic that we're going to get into next week. But that story just reminded me of that, of how the person didn't do anything wrong besides, I guess, maybe sneaking into the pool, but they didn't go swimming and they didn't know what to do. They freaked out. And so instead of being themselves, they tried to fit into what the crowd was doing and to make themselves look what the crowd was doing, which then got them into some trouble. And so that's something that we're going to kind of explore next week, but let's get into some more of these stories. Here's a good one here. I was sitting outside on the porch at night with my wife, and we see a mouse run through the garden. Both of us being freaked out, I read that a cayenne pepper, if you sprinkle it everywhere, keeps them away. And so I go inside to get it, and I start sprinkling this pepper around the garden and around the garage. And as I stepped backwards, I heard and I felt a crunch. And as soon as I did that, I squealed and I went, ah! And I looked at my wife and said, I think I just stepped on the mouse. And when I turned around, it was just a leaf. It was just a leaf on the ground that I crunched. That's a good one. I can feel the pain in that one. I don't like mice either. And so the thing that you stepped on a mouse, that'd be kind of freaky. But that's a funny one, thinking that you stepped on a mouse and you stepped on a leaf. All right. Let's keep it going here with a few more. Here's another one that comes in saying, I do not like bees. I am not allergic to them. I just don't like being around them. And once at a festival in the park with my family, my sister pointed out that there was a bee buzzing around. And even though it wasn't anywhere near me, I jumped up, danced around like I had ants in my pants, and ran as fast as I could through the park, shoving people out of my way as I ran. This wasn't the first time that this has happened. And my family finds it so funny that my sister even gave me a bee hand puppet as a gift for my birthday that year. I can actually just picture that as someone just kind of frantically running away from a bee that's not even close to them and running through a park and just pushing people around and pushing people over as they're trying to get away from this bee. All right, a couple more here before we finish up. This one says, my brother came over to visit us and he stayed the night. And so he slept in the same bed as me and it took me a while to get to sleep because he was snoring. And then all of a sudden he was sleep talking. I'm lying there trying to fall asleep. And all of a sudden my brother lying next to me starts panicking. He starts freaking out saying like, no, it's floating away. It's floating away. And he's crying almost as he's saying it. And he's thinking, it's floating away. And so I'm sitting there next to him all confused saying, what's floating away? And he goes, the fifth unicorn. The fifth unicorn is floating away. Wow, I don't know what the fifth unicorn is, but if you find it, could you please return it back to that listener? Because that is awesome. And we'll do one more here. And this listener says, we were on a family vacation one year. We were tired of driving, so we decided to call it a night and stop at a hotel. There were four of us, and so we had two beds. I knew everyone was tired and everyone needed some sleep. And I'm a very heavy sleeper and a loud snorer. So during the night, I thought it would be in the best interest of everyone if I just taped my mouth shut. And so I grabbed some tape that I had and I started to tape my mouth. And the whole point was not to wake people. But little did I know that me pulling the tape was so loud that it actually woke everyone up. They said it sounded like I was playing with Velcro. And after some laughter, we all finally got back to sleep. But a couple hours later, I actually ended up pushing my son out of the bed and he went flying on the floor. Well, so much for not waking people up. I should have just stuck with the snoring. That's funny. There's a little theme there with those last two about people doing funny things in their sleep. Well, that's it for the stories. I hope that you enjoyed them. I hope that they brought a smile to your face. I hope that maybe they even made you laugh a little bit. Just to lighten this up, we're in this series of What Are You Afraid Of? And it's heavy, but it's important. And these are topics that we've covered each week to become this best version of ourselves. And the whole point of this is to look at the things in our lives and to look at how can we take these things and get better? How can we take these things and heal and grow and learn and move forward in the right direction? And we talked about how we can't move forward unless we take the first step. And the first step is often identifying what are these things in our life and what are these things that we need to work on. As funny as it is, as silly as it is, talking about these fear stories today, that's another one of these first steps is identifying those things, right? We talked about how fear is false evidence appearing real. And in a lot of these stories, you can see how the people were afraid of something that hadn't happened, but they thought it had happened, whether it was stepping on a leaf and thinking that it was a mouse, or whether it was freaking out that a spider was in their bed, but it was really their hair, or splashing water on their face because they were afraid to get in trouble, only to get in trouble because they splashed water on their face. Or even my story about thinking that I was face to face with Scarecrow from the Batman movie, and in reality, it was just a movie. But I was freaked out. And then I tried to point to someone else to make it seem like they were the ones that squealed. And you see with all this is that it's that whole idea of false evidence appearing real. We psych ourselves out sometimes and it's almost like we promise ourselves that something's going to happen. It turns from a possibility of something happen to a promise that it will happen. And it's not good. And so as we overcome these fears, as we conquer certain fears in our lives, we need to understand that it is a process. Some fears are harder to get over than others, and some we can actually stop before they even become fears. Things so silly and so small that we actually psych ourselves out over. And so I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Like I said earlier, next week we're continuing our series on fear as we have two more episodes to get through of this series, and they're really good ones. Next week we're going to talk about the fear of being ourselves and what that looks like. And so hope that you'll tune in for that. It'll come out on Monday, just like all of our episodes. So you can expect a new episode each Monday. If you haven't done already, be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified whenever the new episodes come out. And for more information about our business, Upward Focus, and our podcast, head to www.upwardfocussolutions.com. I want to thank everyone who sent in their funny fear stories for the episode today. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.